a lot of females don't understand that, right? I put a video up. I took a vocal from another guy, and it was like, yo, like, where the good men at? They're home.
Right?
They're home.
Listen, yeah.
Trying to get some sleep, because they got to get up and go to work.
Yep. Yeah.
They got to get up and go to work. They home. They, they ain't in the club. They're not at Sunday brunch, right? If they out on Sunday, they at church.
Yeah.
Right? Or they watching, or they're home watching church on YouTube or something, right?
Yep.
But they ain't, that's why you go to Sunday brunch now. It's a whole bunch of women.
Yeah.
Whole bunch of women.
Yeah.
I was amazed. When I went to Sunday brunch with my wife, I was like, this is crazy. There's only like 6 men in here.
All together.
Exactly. Yep. And all of them were with their wives.
Yeah,
and they sitting around like,
yeah,
what is going on?
Welcome to Harrison Family Values, the podcast, where we explore faith, family, fatherhood, manhood, and marriage. With our special guest, my cousin, Damon K. Jones, a beacon of wisdom in advocating for black families. As a devoted husband, father, and grandfather, Damon wears many hats, including being a published author and the curator of the Black Westchester magazine. Join us as we delve into his insights on fostering strong family bonds and empowering communities.
Thanks so much for coming through, man.
Thanks for having me, brother. Appreciate it.
How long was the drive?
About an hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't bad. It was just it was mostly straight.
Okay.
Yeah, it was mostly straight.
And you were able to.
Yeah, I don't know how I did that. No toes. I don't know. I want to go back that way. Whatever.
Yeah, man.
You know.
Yeah, and it's been a while since I seen my cousin.
Yeah, I know, man. Yeah.
I got to make my way up there. I know she's invited me over there before the pandemic.
Yeah.
And I haven't had a chance to make it up.
Yeah, you got to come up, man. It's nice. She got me up in the boondocks, brother.
Yeah.
Keep me out of trouble in Mount Vernon.
Listen, and the thing is, though, the work that you've been doing there, I highly respect.
Thank you.
You know, there's a lot of people that are out there to be seen.
Right.
They want to talk the talk.
Exactly.
You know that. You know what it is. I'll say exactly what it is. And this is not really. I'm not trying to like really knock anybody and what they do. But for some men, they have to be seen because they know that with notoriety comes status.
Right.
There's none of that with you.
Thank you.
Like, there's none of that with you.
Thank
you. Like, you do the work because you see a problem. Like, I've been watching you through the years. You see a problem. You know, I'm not saying silent about this problem.
Right. You know? Exactly.
And I don't care who it offends.
Right.
Because, you know, I know that you aren't trying to offend purposely.
Right. Just trying to speak truth.
Yeah, man.
You know, my pastor said the other day, because I had texted him. I said, man, I'm about to address these issues, man. I need you to pray for me. He said, brother, that's your ministry to take down strongholds. Mm. He said, I got you, but that's what God gave you to do.
Yeah.
So that put a battery in my back even more, brother. I got the blessing. So I just, you know, do what I got to do. I think it's, you know, I think it's a gift, you know, that I have to use, you know, and I like to help people, you know, at the best way that I can. And I think it's a blessing to be a voice, but it also comes with accountability. It also comes with pushback, you know. It also comes with people that don't want to hear the truth, you know. So, you know, I just keep my prayer up, you know, eat right, exercise, and keep my mind right, you know, and try to help people that are sincere. Because there's some people that will put you out there, and then you turn around and they're gone. You know, I've experienced that. You know, so now I just try to help people. We've taken over a food pantry in Mount Vernon, and I think the goal is to give, man. I worked 33 years in the corrections. I'm good financially. I'm good, right? I'm okay, right? But the goal is now to help people that are not. You know, and that's how you get your blessings too, brother.
Yeah.
You know, you be sincere about it. So these are the things we're trying to do, man.
Yeah, you know, I grew up in a correction home too.
Right. My
sister's in corrections now, and my mother retired as a captain.
Right.
My younger brother's father, who's like a father to me, retired captain. My uncle,
exactly.
Captain, not captain. Trained in a corrections academy.
Right. So you know, once we get up out of there, man, it's just like it's just like, yo, we're good, and we just want to help people.
Yeah, and you know, it's got to be the job, because I know And I can only speak as far as those of those who are of color who have retired from the job, that they're all doing something in the community.
Right.
They're all doing something in the community to help in one way.
Because you see the effects.
Yeah.
You know, like working in there 33 years, you see the effects of the social issues. Mm-hmm. You know, why should I be more of a father to these young men in jail than their own parents? Yeah. You know, it shouldn't be like that.
True.
You know? So when you get out, you're like, you know what, let me try to address some of these issues. Mm-hmm. You know, not try to take the whole everything on my shoulder, but try to play a part in the solution of our social ills.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's key. Mm. You know,
how does manhood and masculinity play in that?
Oh, it plays a deep role.
Yeah.
Right? Because manhood and masculinity is part of the problem, that we don't see that enough in our community.
Mm.
You know, I was listening to your earlier guest, and it's really key for family, and it's key for young men and women to have a strong man in their lives.
Agreed.
Right? We're looking at almost three generations now that men are not in the house.
Yeah.
You know, and that plays a role in it. Mm-hmm. You know, how do we have proper relationships? Like a lot of sisters will tell me, well, what are you doing with the men? All right, if I'm trying to work with the men, you know, how can I get them on this level to have spiritual and godly relationships with women that never had a man in their life?
Yeah.
Never seen their mother, you know, loved by a man. Right?
Yeah.
So if they don't see that, what is their examples of dealing with men?
Yeah.
So in the thing, we gotta get the men up, and they gotta be part of these young girls' lives.
Yeah.
You know, I tell my son, you know, he's 35 and he has a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I
met her at one Christmas.
Yeah, at an event. Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He has a daughter, she's 9 now. You know, and I said, you have to be that example, you know, because either she's going to want a man like you or she's going to want a man the opposite.
Yeah.
Of you,
yep.
Right.
Yeah.
But you want her to want a man like you.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the role that men play. So we talk about, you know, being in your divine masculine and being a spiritual man and carrying yourself with responsibility and integrity. Those are the things that you bring to the table to your family, you know, and leadership and protection.
Yeah.
You know, so and when women understand that and women see that, because a lot of times women see a lot of broken men.
True.
You know, and I admit, I look at my past. I said, "Jesus, Lord, I was a mess."
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. Right. But that comes in age also.
Reflection, maturity.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But we have to be able to pass it down to the young. Hey, listen, man. After that, you can't start. You can't keep doing that.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We got to advise, and that's why, you know, I wrote the book. You know, 53 building blocks to be a divine black masculine, to try to help young men and older men.
Mm-hmm.
Find their masculinity,
yeah,
and find their place in the world and in their community and with their family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it brings the type of change that we want to see in our communities.
Exactly.
You know? I think that's one of those things that would allow us to pivot from complaining about the lack of men to now appreciating the presence of men in our communities.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I say that there was I don't know if they were zoologists. I'm not sure if you've heard of this specific experiment that was done, this like social experiment where they took elephants, right?
Mm-hmm.
Young bull elephants, and there was these young bull elephants away from like the older elephants,
mm-hmm.
and they became hostile,
mm-hmm.
Very aggressive,
right?
Tearing up, because you know, and elephants are migrant
animals. Right?
They
right.
Go from what they're migrants in the sense that they pretty much walk a path to each season and walk the same path
back.
And they would, along their path, they would tear everything up. Animals, kill animals. They would leave devastation in their wake. And the social experiments, I'll say zoologist for the sake of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
They was trying to figure out how they can fix this because, you know, as humans, they can't just come in and try to tame these elephants, nor are they going to try to put them down.
Mm-hmm.
So what they attempted to do was introduce older bull elephants
right.
mix.
Mm-hmm.
And almost overnight,
the younger ones got right.
Yeah, they got right. They just started to understand how community works.
Right.
And when you write books like this and your presence is seen and felt in areas like Mount Vernon, it makes a change. You know, and I think that's
We try. I think we have to see more, you know, more men. Yeah. And it gets hard. It gets hard because a lot of times people don't want to invest. You know, they use excuses. Oh, these kids are bad. No, the kids are not bad. They just need guidance. Mm-hmm. You know, if a young man can come to jail and work four jobs for $1 a day and be on time, work hard, but then he gets out into the world and he can't get a job, yeah. right? He's looked down on because he's been to jail. Yeah. And then within another 6-7 months, he's back doing the things that went him back to jail. Yeah. So we have to have that constant. There's some young brothers that have to be constantly supervised, but with love. Mm-hmm. You know, when they get out, yeah. and so we could get them back into the community and begin to love ourselves mm-hmm. and love themselves, so they could love everybody else. Because right. if you want to hurt your brother and sister, right, that shows the lack of love for self. Mm. You know, that shows a lack of spirituality. Yeah. So the goal is to try to get these young brothers, you know, back into loving themselves. So it would eliminate all the hate, but also they begin to love a lot of. They be giving love to people outside of them.
Yeah,
and that's and that's the key goal.
Yeah,
and that's the key goal.
Are we afraid to love though?
Yes, absolutely. The black community is in trauma.
Yeah, man.
The black we're afraid to love ourselves.
Yeah,
we're afraid to love each other.
Mm-hmm.
We're afraid to love in relationships, brother.
Yeah.
Right? They done a work on us.
Yeah.
You know, they done a real work on us and about love. We're afraid to talk about love.
Yeah.
You know, that's going back to the Book of Black Love, right? Yeah. How do we take all this trauma and love each other? It's hard.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard, and we don't even want to get counseling.
Yeah, I was talking to my live stream the other night about that. The stigma behind it.
Yeah, black people scared of counseling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to like I one old man said to me. He said, "When you're dealing with, because I deal with the politics."
Yeah.
He said there's three people that you're gonna meet when you see a man that's successful and have his family together. Mm-hmm. You're going to meet his family lawyer,
mm-hmm.
his family accountant, and his family psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Them are the three people you're going to meet.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You're going to meet. He said, because those are the things, those are the people, those outside people that you need to be successful, mm-hmm. especially a psychiatrist. Yeah. You know, and I think the mental health of black men, you know, I wrote many articles on it, you know, it's never talked about in the medical circles or the mental health circles, and we're really in compounded with the negative stereotypes that we see on social media about black men, right? We're failing to understand that black men need love too.
Yeah.
Black men need a hug too,
mm-hmm.
right? I tell sisters, go home and just hug your man, mm-hmm. like Jesus.
Yeah.
Don't come in kicking the door, complaining. Yeah. While this is, just give him a hug first. Just give him just give the man a hug, right? You know, and I talk about in the Book of Black Love for sisters. You know, you have to speak love to your man. You got to speak to his soul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the communication gap between black men and women is so wide. You know, and some women don't feel that they need to, you know, talk to their man,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the need for sisters, you know, if you got a black man at home to speak to his soul, you know, a lot of times not just black men, but men we go unappreciated of the work that we do. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we just need that reassurance, that validation.
And I've heard women say, why do men expect to be thanked and appreciated for work they should be doing? I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with that neither.
But I think it speaks to lately, mm-hmm. I've been feeling like men are only not even necessarily appreciated, but they're expected to be utilities.
Exactly.
You know, you're only good or valued if you're useful.
Right.
And I think some of us have that same mentality toward one another.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But it has taken on a form in relationships that mm-hmm. that has become toxic.
Agreed.
You know, and to the point that, you know, I remember I was watching BET, and one of the artists, you know, asked the crowd, you know, men, you're going to support women and this and that. You know, and I just had a problem with that, because a healthy man is going to support a woman regardless, right? You know, but the thing is, we should be supporting each other.
Yeah.
And that's the duality between the masculine and feminine, because we're going to support each other.
Yeah.
You know, we should support each other. It shouldn't be a one-sided support, right? Because if you want your man to go out there and bring home the bacon, You need to be speaking into that man's soul,
yeah.
and give him that energy to go out and protect you and pay out. If you want 100, whether it's 50-50 or he's paying 100%,
mm-hmm.
right? It shouldn't be like, oh, I'm just going to talk you that way if you pay 100.
Yeah.
You know, but if you're able to pay 70, I'm not going to speak. Yeah, nah, come on, man. Like that's not what black love is all about.
Yeah.
Right. That's not what relationships, you know, are about. So we're pushing back against this new norm, you know, of black male and female relationships, to the point that they can't even last longer than the woman's pregnancy.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They can't even last longer than the woman's pregnancy, man. And that's not good. Wow. That's not good at all.
That's the first time I've heard it like that. Be honest with you, all these years I've never heard it like that. That's, yeah, wow.
Just wow. Think about it.
Yeah,
right. If 80% of and I'm talking black facts.
Mm-hmm.
If 80% of black children are born out of wedlock, that says something.
Yeah,
you know, and women can't say, you know, I can't find a man, but you're having babies out of wedlock, so you're finding sex.
Yeah.
You're not finding a relationship.
Yeah.
See, we got to get back to finding a relationship, and they need to listen to Beyonce when she told you, put a ring on it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
If you're gonna give wifey duties and do wifey things,
yeah.
because being pregnant, right, is a job of a wife.
Yeah.
Right, to bear children, then make sure that man put a ring on it, and if he's not gonna put a ring on it, then don't have a child by him. I don't care what he tells you.
Yeah.
I don't care what he tells you. Because you say, well, he told me this, he told me that. But if he ain't put that ring on it, see,
did he really say anything?
Exactly. A healthy man's going to tell you when he meets you,
yeah.
I want you to be my wife.
Yeah.
Right? And he's going to go through everything to make sure that you're his wife.
Yeah.
He's not just gonna. He's just gonna be like, yeah, we'll talk about it. But then he want to get all the benefits of you. He wants you to cook. He wants you to clean. He gonna lay up in your house,
mm-hmm.
right? He gonna lay up in your apartment,
yeah.
And you're not. And sister, you're not telling him, yo, put this ring on it.
Yeah,
put this ring on it. Make it official.
Yeah,
you know, and vice versa.
Yep.
You know, because if a man gives you that ring, he has to uphold his responsibilities too. You know,
it shows that he's serious about it.
Exactly. Again, exactly.
Talking about the entitlement, they want the benefits of what a wife brings to a husband, but when it comes to making that commitment to solidify it,
exactly.
Show me. Let the man show you
exactly
that. Not just tell you, but show you
exactly. You know, exactly.
People, men and women, but. One thing we're good at, and this is something that I can admit to, is that we could paint a vision, and if we can find a woman that will catch that vision, right, without us even doing anything to move forward in that direction, you know,
we're gonna ride it out to the wheels fall off.
Yeah, and she'll rock with it too. I think that's deep, man.
You know,
and most relationships don't last longer than the pregnancy.
No, it doesn't. You know, and you know, I said on Facebook, I said the baby shower is the new wedding.
So I had a conversation and I put a post out there about how there are more, and actually I was watching a podcast, and a woman said she's been to more baby showers than she's been to weddings.
Exactly. Exactly. And we don't, and sisters don't see nothing wrong with it. Yeah. And that blows my mind too. I'm like, sister, you don't see anything wrong. Then you got to fight this dude for child support, right? Then you're not entitled to really anything.
Yeah.
But when you're a wife, you're entitled to everything.
Everything. Yeah.
So you're even missing out on those benefits. Mm-hmm. And you really don't see anything wrong with it? No, come on. We have to change the dynamics on how men see relationships and women. I had boosted a post of me talking about the importance of marriage, and marriage is revolutionary in these days and time.
Yeah.
Right? We're in a revolution.
It's a hack. It's a life.
Exactly. But I had dudes talking about marriage is the white man's institution. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? Yeah. Marriage in every major religion, right? God tells man to find a wife.
Yeah.
Whether you're Jewish, Christian, or Muslim.
Yeah.
God tells man to find a wife. Yeah. And the blessings that come along with having a wife.
And I think, I honestly think that that's a rhetoric of people who don't want to have responsibility. So if we look at just history, and no, not every society, but the majority of societies has ascribed to marriage.
Exactly.
In whatever cultural context that they ascribe it to, from Native Americans.
Exactly.
To tribes in Africa.
Exactly.
Crying out loud, from remote areas of like New Zealand before they became colonized. So they use that as an excuse to say, you know, well, you know, because it's now the state acknowledges it as legal because the government has to sanction it,
right?
But that's you're missing the whole point. You just don't want the responsibility of being a husband,
and that's all it is.
Yeah,
and sisters need to leave that dude in the New York minute.
Yeah.
Like if any man come, and that's, I have two granddaughters, right? My son has a daughter, Maisha has a daughter, right? And I tell my son, we have to be positive men, you know, for his daughter, and I tell my daughter, and I tell the little one, I'm the man in your life, right? And I'm going to make sure that you understand that, you know? And we have to give those type of examples to our young girls. I had one lady tell me, oh, well, you know, let the women, you know, teach women about relationships. I was like, no. No, the man plays a role in that too. Do not take us all out of the picture, because she has to see a positive man.
Can I don't mean to be controversial with
this,
right? But we do live in a time where 80% of
children
are born in a single parent home, and majority of them live with their mothers. If we take that advice and just hold it as canon, we see the results of that, because today, young boys, young girls are more entitled now than ever before in relationships. They expect to receive without giving anything, or the very minimum. So we're telling them, you know, don't let nobody do this to you. Don't let nobody do that to you. No, don't accept this, don't accept that. What we're not saying as a whole in a single parent home is, this is how you treat people.
Exactly.
This is how you treat. Don't let nobody, you know, mess with you, but don't you go around messing with anybody else at the same
time. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And also, we don't seek out mentors.
Yeah.
You know, I was blessed. You know, my father passed when I was 4. But what my mother did was, she had mentors, right? They were, whether they were football coaches or guys from her job that used to come get me, say, hey, get in the car. We're gonna drive around or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. Not all of them was positive, right? But you learn. Yeah, right. you was around men, so you was able to see how men did things. Yeah. You know, whether it was positive, negative. I'm not saying they did really bad things, but they hung out, they drank, they did. But you saw, right? Mm-hmm. And you have to have. You have to have a man around, because once these young brothers get adolescents, they get a lot of energy. Mm. You know, just like you was talking about, the elephants. Mm-hmm. It's the same way.
Yeah.
You know, and sisters can't keep a young man or their daughter from their fathers. You shouldn't play those type of games, because it developed mother and father wounds that sometimes they don't get rid of that to their adults. Yeah. And we go back to us not really believing in counseling. Mm-hmm. You know, so how do you work these mother father wounds out? Yeah. You know, and then it carries over to the relationship, then it carries over, then there's generations, man. So, you know, we have to break generational trauma with understanding that we have to love ourselves. Mm. You know, and able to love ourselves, we're able to love each other. You know, and stop listening to these women that never had a relationship. Never. There's one man, like, I'm like, geez, she don't even like men. and she's giving relationships to all men.
I wonder if it's the one person I'm thinking of.
What's her name?
She was on Holly Initiated recently.
I'm not sure.
Podcast. She's fit, like lighter skin.
Light skin. Sometimes she be having a hat.
Yeah. This is just for descriptive purposes, because I know some people get sensitive and stuff like that.
Right.
But she has a little bit more of a masculine tone.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Tonation. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when you ask her, she ain't never been in a relationship.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, I mean, because when she had that debate with Charleston White, he said, "But you've never been in a relationship."
Yeah. Yeah.
So how are you telling women? Mm-hmm. About relationships, about what a man is in marriage, and you never been in a marriage.
Here's the point. She believes that married couples should live separate. They should not live together. That, like, they shouldn't put their resources together and build together.
They have to.
But
every other ethnic, every other ethnic, that's why we're in the position we are, why our communities look the way they do, because we're listening to this nonsense.
Yes.
You build your resources, you build, mm-hmm. Marriage helps black people build generational wealth. Oh. And when you, let's go back to 1965, the Moynihan Report. Mm-hmm. And everybody look it up, the Moynihan Report. That report was a groundbreaking report, and Moynihan got attacked by liberals when he said, we have to look at the declining absence of the black father in families. Yep. We have to look at the declining number of black families, because it's going to affect generational wealth. It's going to affect the economy, the economics in the black community.
Yeah.
And they attacked him. Mm-hmm. They attacked him, and everything in that report came true in the black communities. Yeah. And if people don't believe me, just look at the black communities.
Yeah. Trying to find a solid black community is hard.
Is exactly.
Very hard.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
Middle class, upper middle class is hard.
And exactly.
The breakdown of the family.
The breakdown of the family. Like, I mean, it's just simple mathematics. Two mm-hmm. incomes is better than one. Mm-hmm. Whether the woman is making more or the husband is making more, at the end of the day, two incomes mm-hmm. is better than one.
Yeah.
And then you're why would you have a baby by a man, then you got to chase him for child support?
Yeah.
And you got to chase him for diapers, and you got to chase him to babysit, mm-hmm. and you got to chase him to do all these other things, you know? And unfortunately, we don't catch on as men till we get older, and then we look back, and we're like, man, You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like hindsight is 20/20.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. But then it's up to us. It's our responsibility to talk to the young ones.
Yeah.
You know? But unfortunately, there's toxic 55 and 60 year old dudes out here still trying to be players from the Himalayas, still getting women pregnant. Like, what's wrong with y'all guys?
Yeah. And it's again, back at, as you were saying, as far as economics and the black family, when men have that kind of mentality, they're not understanding the harm that they're doing.
Exactly.
Because now the resources that you have, right, is being spread. So now what's happening is, instead of you focusing 100% in your family, you're giving 5%, 10%, 8% here, 5% here, here. Now you have nothing to show. They have nothing to show. You know, like, they have nothing to show. So,
Yeah. Listen, I don't understand. Like, I see sisters have kids and be like, okay, he has how many other kids?
Yeah.
So what made you think
you were different?
That he was going to treat you different than the other 3, 4, 5 baby mamas, right? What are you thinking about?
Mm-hmm.
What are you thinking about? Like, what are you focusing on? You know, so I mean, and that's the lack of men being in a lot of these women's lives when they were young girls. You know, and men, we have to share that responsibility. Mm-hmm. You know, and we have to say, okay, we made mistakes, and we have to teach these young brothers, you know, don't go out here and get a girl pregnant.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, I mean, my son, I was like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Right? If y'all not going to get married, then what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, but we have to continue to have conversations like that with young men, you know, and that should be a part of our rites of passage.
Yep.
You know, to teach men to respect women's bodies, to have a responsibility that if you are going to get her pregnant, you need to be putting a ring on her finger.
Yeah.
And if you're not going to do that, then don't. Refrain from sex, brother, until you're ready. Because children, as we know, are responsibility, are a huge responsibility, right? I was my mother's responsibility to the day she went in the grave, right? And I was in my I was in my 50s, right? Yeah. So it's a forever thing.
It is, yeah. And I think that because they tend to look at it simply as a recreational activity,
exactly.
And it's not just that. And I think they don't understand how much power they give to the woman that they're not married to when they're doing that.
Right.
Because they think they're conquering.
A lot
of these men think they're out there conquering these women.
Exactly. Okay? Exactly. That's the false.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. You're playing roulette because all it takes is for her to get pregnant, and now she has the power over you. Because in today's day.
Right.
In many states now, since the reversal of Roe v. Wade, but it's still in many states, she has the power to trap you for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
All your resources for the rest of your life because you saw a woman that you needed to conquer, recreationally have intimacy with her, and now she has the power over you.
Yeah, you're finished.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, unless you know, you got money. You know, but you still got headaches.
Yeah.
Right? So you need to choose wisely.
True. Yeah.
You know, it's not all about the breast and the butt and all that. It's far beyond that.
Like, it's everywhere. So it's not even like
Bruh, social media is like soft porn now.
Yeah, it is.
It's amazing how many older women are damn near naked on social media. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
What is going on?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been deleting women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've literally been going and deleting women. Like, why are you dressed like that on social media?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can't tell me, oh, it's my right, it's my body, but. And then you say you can't find a good man. No, not looking like, ain't no healthy man going to look at you, go through your timeline, and you're half naked all through your timeline and think he want to put a ring on your finger.
Yeah, It doesn't happen like that, ladies. It doesn't happen like that, ladies. It's just, and that's the reality. It doesn't happen that way. Okay. And here's the thing, ladies. Don't think how you catch him is how you keep him, because he may want to get with you because you're fine, but then he's gonna be like, okay, take all those pictures down.
Like, exactly. And once he get with you, he's gonna change all that. Yo, yeah. Baby, you can't have all those pictures up like that. And you can be like, what? That's the way you met me. Yeah. And then it's gonna start a whole nother argument.
Yeah.
It's gonna start a whole nother argument because once you become wifey, why would you have pictures up like that?
True. What attention are you seeking at that point?
Exactly. What are you selling?
Yeah.
You know, I use social media to sell.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? I use social media to sell.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this book.
I'm trying to sell books. I'm trying to sell vitamins. I'm trying to sell all type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So if social media is for selling and you got your boobies out and you got all this stuff out, then what are you advertising?
Mm.
What are you advertising? And then you mad because a healthy man that believes in God, that fasts, that eat healthy, that work out, he's not going to mess with you. Because you're not selling your body, you're not selling your spirit, you're not selling your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're not going to get a good man. I hate to break it down to sisters. You're not, because of what you're selling.
Yeah,
you're gonna get one of these broken B-level dudes. Mm-hmm. That only thing he want to do is take you to restaurants and you can drive around in his Mercedes Benz.
Yeah.
You know, but he's not going to be husband material.
Yeah.
He's just going to be a fun night.
Yeah.
Right? That's, hot boy summer, hot girl summer.
Yeah, and understand, that's all you are to him.
Exactly.
That's all he's seeking.
Exactly. And a lot of females don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I put a video up. I took a vocal from another guy. And it was like, yo, like, where the good men at? They're home.
Right?
They're home.
Listen, yeah.
Trying to get some sleep because they got to get up and go to work.
Yep.
Yeah. They gotta get up and go to work. They home. They ain't in the club. They're not at Sunday brunch,
mm-hmm.
right? If they out on Sunday, they at church,
yeah,
right? Or they watching, or they home watching church on YouTube or something, right?
Yep.
Well, they ain't. That's why you go to Sunday brunch now. It's a whole bunch of women.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of women.
Yeah.
I was amazed when I went to Sunday brunch with my wife. I was like, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
There's only like 6 men in here.
All together.
Exactly. And all them with their wives.
Yeah.
And they sitting around like,
yeah.
What is going on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is going on? And that's where we are in this relationship.
Yeah. And your book covers that.
My book goes against anything modern, right? It talks about the duality of the masculine and feminine,
mm-hmm.
right? It talks about us working on ourselves first.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about women talking to their men's soul. It talks about men understanding how to communicate with a woman.
Mm. So your approach is very balanced.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. I talk about how men cheat. I talk about how women cheat.
Yeah.
You know, I talk about the importance of the vows.
Yeah, it seems like today everybody wants you to take a side and only speak negatively to one specific demographic.
Right.
Right. Like I get a whole lot of heat because I'm not saying that I'm in between. I'm just saying I'm a solution-based person when it comes to relationships.
Right.
And I'll give an example. Like when I was like Kevin Samuels, may he rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
I disagreed with some of the things that he said.
Right.
All of a sudden, I was labeled, you know, like, I guess, simp and all that stuff because I disagree with certain points that he addressed.
No, I mean, nobody's going to agree 100% with anybody.
But what I'm saying is, like, you come from a position of balance in a world today that is extremely polarizing where people expect you to pick a side. You either got to be pro-men and never address what we do, only address the women.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Or be pro-woman
and
only address what men do and not address
exactly.
The women.
Yeah. Right, and I tell women, they say, well, I wrote a book for men to be in their masculine for you, but I can't do that if you're in your masculine. So now I got to teach you how to love the divine masculine, right? Because you can't tell me, well, teach the men, and I teach the men, but they're not. Once I teach the man, there's no woman out there for that man,
mm-hmm.
huh? Yeah. Right? Y'all want a good man, but you got to be a good woman to get a good man.
Yeah.
And you got to be a good man to get a good woman.
Yes.
And women can't come. Look, yo, my wife is your cousin.
Yeah.
She will come home in that masculine. She's a detective. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to be masculine in policing. Yeah. And I said, whoa, go back out. Miss Jones come in the house.
Yeah.
Detective Jones got to stay out in the garage.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because we understand that women now are in jobs that draw out their masculine.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? And suppresses their feminine. Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't have a healthy masculine man to try to draw out that feminine, it's going to be an imbalance. It's going to be an imbalance, but and I had conversations with women. They said, "Well, I have to be masculine because I'm by myself, yeah, with four kids." Whoa! No! You shouldn't have got to that point.
Yeah,
and you know, if you were married and you're widowed, I got it. Married, divorced, I got it. But if you made these choices to have children with sometimes different men, mm-hmm, don't give me the excuse that you got to be in your masculine now.
Yeah.
Right? Absolutely not. So we got to retrain ourselves, and we have to really, you know, help a lot of sisters and brothers. Mm. You know, to a lot of us need counseling. I'm just going to go back to that. Straight music.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. A lot of us need counseling to get ourselves together. Yeah. And then let's work on getting together. Because I'm pro-marriage, right? Yeah. I'm pro-relationship. How do we get that way? We all got to be honest with each other.
Yeah, agreed.
And then I talk about that. I talk about being honest with yourself. I talk about keeping your single friends out of your business. Mm. Right?
Yep.
You can't be single in a married household.
No, you cannot.
You can't do it. Yeah. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Right. So we gotta break all those trends. You know that are happening. Mm-hmm. Right. And you see sisters on social media, right? 12, 13 all together. None of y'all got a man.
Yeah.
Right. None of y'all got a man. It's to the point now they'll go out to dinner with a man. Don't even put him in the picture.
Yeah. Yeah, and they ask the questions you asked earlier. You had a good man,
right?
Yeah,
well, right. You got it. Yeah. You out, but you don't want to even put the man. You don't even get the man credit for your food.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, yeah. It's that me driven society.
Exactly.
Very me driven.
Exactly.
What can I get?
Exactly.
Like the I know you saw the video of the lady who the Cheesecake Factory lady.
What if that was the man? You prayed all your life for God to send you a good man.
Yep.
And what if the man that God sent you just happened to like the Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah.
You gonna throw the man out?
Yep.
Right? Come on. Yeah, come on.
Man.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, the Cheesecake Factory? Yeah. Yeah. And this is the first date.
Yeah. Yep.
And you think you're gonna get more than the Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah. Just based off how you look. Man, and I think we need what you're offering, man.
Well, I'm trying, brother, and I hope people that are watching, man, we really have to get, in order to get the black community straight, mm, we got to get the black man up, and we got to get black marriages up. Black marriage is under 30%. They're under 30%.
And we can't afford that because we're only, what, 13, 14% of the population.
Exactly.
Dang, man.
It's under 30%. And we can't, and there's no need to point a finger at who. We got to look at us.
Yeah.
Right? Why are we that? You just can't say, oh, the men ain't no good. Because y'all picking the no good men.
True.
Right? If 50-something-odd% are single, mm-hmm, black men, and 30-some-odd% are married, mm-hmm, you're having babies with around 20, the same 20% of the black men.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So come on. Like you're picking the same dudes.
Yeah. Simple math.
You're picking the same dudes.
Yeah.
You know, so we have to just, like, we need to be brainwashed and get all that toxicity out and really get back to the spirituality, because I think the Bible tells us what to do.
Yeah, agreed.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
It tells us what to do.
Yep.
You know, and sisters, y'all talking about y'all want to be boss chick. The biggest boss chick in the Bible was the Proverbs 31 woman. She had businesses.
Yeah.
She made sure a man was right.
Yeah.
She had workers underneath her. Mm-hmm. But y'all want to be a boss chick. Y'all don't want to be the Proverbs 31 woman.
Yep. There's a difference.
It's exactly.
Difference. Yeah.
Exactly. And but.
And it starts off with a virtuous woman who can find. And then goes into a description of what they describe as a virtuous woman.
Exactly.
And,
what?
And the only thing that you took out of that was that she
had a jewelry business.
That's all you took?
Exactly. Exactly, man. You know, everything is in there, brother. How we have our relationships, how we run our businesses.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's the law's key. In black female relationships, male and female spirituality, you know,
we're back.
Yeah, it has to, but we also
in a humble way,
right?
Because in a way where we say, all right, let's look at the Bible and let's see how we can apply it,
right,
to our life, even if we don't want to, and then let's see if the results show.
Exactly, yeah. And it's going to show.
Yeah, it will,
dude. It's going to show.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's. That's what we need, man. Like, how many times, you know, I had a conversation with my wife. I said, hey, you know, we ain't prayed together in a long time, you know, because everybody's running.
Yeah.
Right? You know, everybody's trying to make a living, but nobody is really want to make or making lives. We have to make a life.
Yeah.
Right? And that's men and women together. Mm-hmm. I show no shame. Black man for the black woman. I show no shame about it.
Yeah,
right? I'm not apologetic about it.
Yeah.
Right? And we have to get back to that and back to that nature. Mm-hmm. Stop looking for the six pack, the 6'2", and six figures. That's 666, right? Start looking for his spirituality, his integrity, his character.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Does he give back to the community in a good way?
Yeah.
You know? Does he give back to the community in a good way? Is he respectable to women?
Mm.
Is he respect? See, these sisters get it twisted. If a man is very respectable and honorable to his mother, instead of seeing that they could be he could be the same way to them, they call him a mama's boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
They call him a mama's boy, right? Yeah. Well, if he's loving this woman, he also is going to love you the same way.
Yeah.
You know, but a lot of sisters don't see that.
Yeah.
You know, because they got caught up in a culture, man. This culture is crazy.
Compete with another woman.
Exactly.
You're a man. No, you should never compete with a man's mom.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
He's going to take care of you both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to take care of you both. Yeah. You know, because we really, and everybody should understand, you don't become an adult until both of your parents leave this earth. That's when you're officially adult.
Yeah.
Until then, you're always someone's child.
Yeah. That's true.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't care how old you are. If your parents still alive,
you're
someone's child.
Yeah.
You know? So we have to understand that, and we have to respect that dynamic.
Yeah.
You know, because once that person is gone, your life changes.
Yeah.
Your life changes, you know. So I think that's key too, to understand in relationships, you know, which we don't look at it. We don't look at those dynamics. Mm. You know, we have to start bringing those dynamics in, you know, so we can have proper relationships and love each other, man. Because, you know, once we get that, the black community can flourish, man.
I agree.
The black community can flourish, and I believe it. But it's a battle, brother.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's a battle. It's a battle because some of the things I be hearing, I be like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You know, and we just got to teach. Man, you got your son here, man. You got your son doing his thing, and he's watching his father do his thing, man. Yeah. And we just got to we just got to push into these young men.
Yeah.
You know, because maybe if we get the young men right, The women won't do the things that they're doing because you're not. It's not that you're not finding no man. You're not positioning yourself and you're not thinking about who you are to find a man.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, because they're gonna want you. If a man's gonna marry you, he's gonna put a ring on it.
Yep.
Sex is easy to get, man.
Where is it? What's that, family?
Exactly.
Build you?
Exactly. And he's going to be clear about that.
Yeah.
And that's what I tell in the book. You know, when I talk about, you know, women, what should women look for? Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things. If a man is serious, he's going to be upfront with you.
Yeah.
If he is not serious about having a long-term relationship and marriage, he's going to jump around. You leave that dude in the New York minute. And find another one, you know. And then we also have to understand, you know, if you with too many men, you're taking on too many energies, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
We never talk about that in black relationships, how energies affect us. So if you're dealing with a man who you know that's out here being promiscuous with a whole bunch of other women, he's bringing to you all these women energies.
Yeah.
And vice versa. If you're doing that, you're transferring all these energies, mm-hmm. you know. And especially we don't eat right, we don't meditate, we don't pray, we don't detox like we supposed to. Mm-hmm. So now all those energies are all mixed up in our mind, and then we start acting crazy.
Yeah,
you know. And to me, that's more dangerous than a venereal disease.
Mm.
Because it affects how you think, it affects how you perceive things, you know. It affects how you deal with people, you know. And then if you're promiscuous, and then you're doing things outside the relationship, you're bringing all that home into your house.
Yeah.
Come on, man. We're playing too many games at this point that we're all loosey goosey, where there's no standards.
Yeah.
And we see it now, you know, in our communities. We see it now in our children, you know. So we have to change that.
Agreed. And these books will definitely help us do that.
Yes.
Where can they find your books?
Amazon. You go to Amazon. You could just do a search for Damon K. Jones, and all my books. All my books is up there. I have other books on dieting and eating and juicing,
which you convict me every time I go on your Instagram, man, because I try to eat better. like the cookies there. When was the last time we bought those cookies in the house?
Months.
Really? I haven't bought that in over a year.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's been a minute. Yeah. Could you be on your, you know, doing the workouts?
Yeah, I've been trying, brother.
Peloton, is it?
Yeah. I do the Peloton. I dropped about 60 pounds, and then I got into a car accident. Mm. And then I learned, even if you're eating right, but you ain't burning no calories because you hurt, you won't gain weight.
Yeah.
Right? So now I'm better.
That's what the food, the mindset of food and seeing it as fuel, understanding that you take it in.
Exactly. You
got to burn it out.
Yeah, you got to burn it.
Yeah.
You have to burn it, you know, and that was a lesson for me, because mm-hmm. I was like, damn, I'm gaining weight, yeah, because I'm not doing anything because of my injuries. So now I'm back, man, you know, and I'm taking it slowly, but I feel it coming back, you know, but that's a whole lesson, you know, that's a whole lesson that I'm working on to teach, you know, because you know when we get older. I'm 55. I ain't no spring chicken.
Mm-hmm.
You have injuries.
Yeah.
You know, your body feels different, brother. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm telling my son, like, my mind, on the basketball court, my mind does things, and my body isn't catching up.
Exactly. Yeah. I went to jiu-jitsu class. Mm. I was like, man, I'll be back. I'll be back. But you know. But that's the thing. So we have to try to stay healthy, man. You know, when we get up to these ages. So mm-hmm. so they could get all, I mean, you know, Amazon, you go to Amazon, you know, all the books and
powerful. It's the title itself. Oh, yeah, the title itself. The Divine Black Masculine. the Book of Black Love. Like, this is, yeah, yeah. I'm going to be looking forward to just.
Yeah, man. Yeah, because we have to. I think, you know, and it's a progression because when my first book was The Empowering Benefits of Detoxing, Cleansing, and Eating Clean. And after that, when you start putting God's food in your in your body, because, you know, I always say God is in your vegetables. Mm. And I say that because vegetables come out of the ground. The ground is created by the Creator. Mm-hmm. And vegetables, when we usually eat vegetables, they are alive, right? They're alive instead of eating a dead carcass, mm-hmm. right? Eat live food.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And from there, you start thinking different, right? You and then you start praying. You add in your praying, your prayer, and your meditation, and you start see things a little clearer than you were seeing before, mm-hmm. and then you become like, who am I, yeah. right? And a lot of people joke vegans, but there's a spiritual aspect behind that.
Of eating right.
Yeah, because you're eating right and you're putting that positive energy in your body. Mm-hmm. But then then my growth was like, okay, who am I? Am I being the best black man I could be for myself, mm-hmm. my children, my wife, my grandkids? You know, then it says, okay, what are the certain steps I need to put forth? And then I wrote that book. But now I'm like, okay, if I'm here and I want to have a relationship and the sister's here, mm-hmm. how do I get up here?
Yeah, yeah.
So now, like, right?
Now it's
right?
To elevate.
Exactly. Yeah. So now, okay, let's write the Book of Black Love.
Yeah.
Like, what do we, what does the divine black masculine need? He needs a woman that understands her divine femininity. Yeah. You know, and how do we get those two to match? And how do we, instead of being combative, let's understand that we're one. It's a duality.
Yeah, let's complement one another.
Exactly, yeah. Man. When a man and woman is working together, brother, you had two married couples on before me, and they are doing their thing.
Yeah.
Right? Because that duality is there.
Yep.
And then they're connected by their spirituality and their faith.
Yeah,
you can't beat that, brother.
You can't
beat that. Yeah. And it's not saying that it's not saying they don't have problems. It's not saying that they don't have disagreements, but they work through it. They work it together.
Yes.
They work it together.
Yes.
Right? They ain't got Shanae on the side, you know, telling her. And she ain't got no man. Right? But if you break up with your husband, she the first one seeing him in the bar. She wasn't no good.
Throwing her a divorce party.
What? What? Or trying to get with a man.
Yeah, that too.
Exactly. Yeah. You gotta watch all that, you know? And we got a lot of work to do, brother.
Great.
And I thank you for allowing me to come and say some words, man. No, I love it, man. You know, I wanted, when you said, I said, man, I gotta go out there and talk to the brother, man.
Yeah.
Because this is what's needed. We have to change the diameter. Yeah. You know, you mentioned Kevin Samuels.
Yeah.
I think Kevin Samuels, for the time that he was here, he did good. Mm-hmm. You know, whether a lot, you know, some people agree, some people, but he created the conversation that was needed.
And I think he really wanted to see black couples.
Oh, absolutely.
Flourish.
Absolutely.
I just think that people didn't want to hear him out. Because again, with him, people were polarizing. They either hated him.
Oh, yeah.
Or they loved him.
Yeah, because he brought the smoke. Like, he was not, like, I watched some of the shows. I was like, wow. He brought the smoke.
Yeah.
But he backed it with the information that was needed, saying, look, I'm not saying this from my feelings. Mm-hmm. I'm saying this from the I had that happen to me at work.
Yeah.
There was an article, it was talking about out of married mm-hmm. couples, black fathers were more involved in their children than any other ethnic group,
yep.
right? I had women at work tell me that's a lie. Mm-hmm. I said, well, where your baby daddy at? See, you're not married.
Yeah.
I said, then another girl on the speakerphone, that's a lie, right? Mm-hmm. They jumping up on me, but neither one of them were married. Mm-hmm. So you're not part of the statistics.
But in a lot of cases, too, if you unpack that, if you just unpack it, but some of these women, it's not because their fathers don't want to be involved. A lot of times, it's they don't have access to.
No, that too. I mean, that too. There's a lot of games that's played with that,
huge,
too.
Huge.
Yeah. I was lucky that I ended up having custody of my son,
mm-hmm.
I think, when he was 11.
Yeah.
I ended up getting custody of my son. And I ended up getting child support, which is like women don't like, what? Yeah. I got all that.
Yeah.
And a single father. So sometimes the arguments that women hold, I'm like, well, I was there, it's too.
Person. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's not true. You know what I'm saying? Like you could have a decent relationship and still raise your child.
Yeah.
You know, yes, raising a child is hard, but you know, you still have to have proper relationships with the mother.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, my son's 35 now. Me and his mother still have a great relationship.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Even though we're stuck paying his college bill. So we still got to talk, right?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm still sending her money.
Yeah.
Right? And it's no argument about that, mm-hmm. right? Because that's my responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, that's my responsibility. So, you know, it breaks all norms. So I don't want to hear when they say, oh, this is, no, you have what you want to have.
Yeah.
If you don't want to have a good relationship with them, then you don't want to have one.
Yeah.
You know, and don't talk bad about your child's father.
Yeah.
Don't down him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the kid gonna be all messed up. Then he got to go to counseling. Yeah.
Exactly. Hear about that, even if they've never met them.
Right.
They will internalize.
Exactly. Them. Exactly. So, exactly.
You guys got to be careful with that.
Oh, absolutely.
Stop doing that.
Yeah, man. Word. Absolutely. Absolutely. If you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing.
Don't say it. Just.
You know, don't say nothing, because it affects the children.
Mm.
And then they grow up having relationship difficulties.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't see that you're the problem. Sometimes the parents are the problem.
True.
You know, and we have to work through that.
True.
Everybody get counseling.
Yeah. That's let's close off with that. Everybody go get counseling.
Even
if it's just a tune-up, you don't have to have a problem. You're not crazy.
Exactly.
Sometimes you just need somebody to talk to.
No, and absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I know people just need somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
You know, need somebody. You don't want to go get your girlfriend. Yeah. You don't want to get your homeboy from the cigar spot.
Yeah.
You just go get someone professional, whether it's once a month or every other month or every 3 months,
mm-hmm.
and sit down. And unload,
yeah.
You know, because we don't get to, you know, this cellular world,
mm-hmm.
right? We don't get to turn off our computer, our inner computer.
Yeah,
we never turn it off to reboot it.
Yeah,
it's constantly going.
Yeah,
right. Even you got to turn off your computer to reboot.
Mm-hmm.
You got to turn off you're supposed to turn off your cell phone,
mm-hmm.
to reboot. What about turning you off to reboot? How do you reboot? Because you're running all day.
Yeah.
You know? So if we don't think that we're building up and we don't have to defrag, mm-hmm. right? I gotta say it like that, because some people don't get it any other way.
Yeah.
Right? If we don't defrag our soul and defrag our mind, sooner or later we're gonna shut down.
True.
Sooner or later, and it's just stressful. Mm-hmm. It's stressful now, just getting in the traffic.
Yeah.
Lord knows you live in New York City.
Yeah,
forget about it, right?
You're all gonna hit traffic. Yeah.
Exactly. That's what made me retire early. We moved up there. I'm like, man,
I'm done. No more.
Exactly.
Yeah,
just going to work, it was stressful.
Yeah.
You know, dealing with the traffic. You knew you was gonna run into traffic.
Yeah.
Right. So what happens when we don't do that? Like I told my wife, we go away in a couple of weeks. I said, look, the first day, you know, you get it, because we're going to be there for 6 months.
Yeah.
I said, the second day, turn off your cell phone.
Turn off.
I'm like, nah, you mm-hmm. turn off your cell phone.
Yeah.
But what about, you can't do it anyway. We in another country.
Yeah.
So what you can't, if something emergency happened, you ain't going to get there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I said, turn off. We're going to turn off all electronics.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to bug out. Right?
Yeah,
right. You're going to bug out because you're so used to.
Reboot.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's dope.
Exactly. Now I'm gonna let y'all. I'm gonna let you know if she did it or not.
Yeah, let me
you
know.
You know, because exactly. Yeah, I'm gonna let you know if she did it. But that, I said that's the goal.
Gotcha.
You know, the first day we're gonna get acclimated. You know, take the pictures. Ooh, we here. Second day, wake up, turn your cell phone on.
Just us.
It's just us.
Yeah.
You know, because even even couples now, they go to a restaurant and they're both like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last night. Me and my wife went out and saw it. It's everywhere. And like, I keep my phone now in my coat pocket. So when I take it off, it's far away. You're right.
I got my bag. So I just put it in my bag.
Yeah.
And then my wife, I tell her to put it away. You know? But see, that's the lack of communication,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you have the lack of intimacy,
mm.
right? Dinner's supposed to be intimate. You go out, it's supposed to be an intimate connection.
Yeah.
Right, you can't be sitting there on your cell phone.
Yeah.
You know, I smack my wife's hand. Don't take no my picture of my damn plate. Right. What are we doing?
How do you know we're gonna be here? It don't matter. We here.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So we got to get back to the intimacy, and the best way to do it is put away the cell phone. Like we'll wake up, grab our cell phone before we pray. Before we thank God that God woke up in the morning, mm-hmm. we will pick up the cell phone and see how many likes we got on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok
mm-hmm.
before getting on our knees and thanking the Most High that He woke us up this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's how crazy it's got.
Yeah.
That's how crazy it's got.
Yeah, we need to get back. Which is why that you speak against the modern...
Exactly.
Yeah, I hear you.
Exactly.
Man, thank you so much.
No,
man.
Thank you,
I
brother.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Absolutely, man. Cousin. So,
and where can they connect with you?
Damon K. Jones on Facebook, Damon K. Jones on Instagram, Damon K. Jones on X, Damon K. Jones on TikTok. Also, Black Westchester Magazine on YouTube, blackwestchestermagazine.com. The Clean Eating Solution, the site's up, but we're still working on it. All my books is on there and different health advice.
Mm.
And if you sign up, you'll get a free book.
All right. Yes, make sure you guys sign up, man.
Yeah, absolutely. 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 Right.
And you just watched the Harrison Family Values, the podcast with my cousin, Damon K. Jones. Glad you came out. Do me a favor before you leave. Like this video, hit the subscribe button to join the Harrison Extended Family. And if you have not hit the bell notification yet, hit the bell notification so it'll let you know when I go live and when I do videos and podcasts just like this one. So I appreciate you for watching. Thank you so much. And until the next one, we out. Peace.